The Offix Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in Upland, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win, and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, UPX.
Yo.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to everybody tonight.
Oh. I'm making a special drink.
What kind of special drink?
Special drink. Let's see if it turns blue. Oh, I probably shouldn't have put it in something carbonated. This is going to freaking explode.
It didn't explode, and I'm disappointed.
Well, it's not open yet. I might. See, as soon as I open it, it's going to explode.
Reflexes.
Jimmy Jester in the house. Hyde Park Ninjas, what up?
Welcome to episode 185 of the Upland Property Experts Podcast. I am your tired host.
Dude, don't do that again.
I'm your host, Deuce Stupid to Win, and as always, I'm joined by Thank Me Later, who has exploding beverages with him this evening.
Well, I put like, so I got this little like ice, these like lemonade thing. And then I've been using this, it's called Bucked Up.
Oh, okay.
And it's really good. It tastes like, you know, there's rainbow pops, or not rainbow, the red, white, and pops. Blue. Yeah, the red, white, and blue, like, pops?
Bomb pops.
Bomb. Oh, so good. And if you mix it with, like, either, like, lemonade or, like, the yellow Gatorades, they taste dead on those, and it's so good. That's my little summer treat.
Nice. I'll have to check that out. Yeah, this week's been a tiring week. Upland was probably burnt out from all the news they released last week because not much happened until they dropped a little news later this afternoon. Did a lot of traveling for work this week, a lot of car time, windshield drive time, and then the pollen, I think, is trying to kill all of us up here this year. And I'm a person that doesn't get allergies, but I'm starting to feel it. My family's been down and out for like 2 weeks now with allergy related symptoms.
Really? There was also some, like, I was a little worried. There was a big conference for related to my day job recently in Vegas. And a bunch of people got like this really crazy string of corona. Oh. And they were like hella sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like really badly sick. Ooh, see, now it's turning like a blue. That's what I wanted. But yeah, so I'm hoping that doesn't hit Vegas in 2 weeks when we're there.
Yeah, that would be a bummer if that hits while we're there.
G-week. Damn it. Now it's re-exploding.
I'm excited for the Block Explorers. That's the question. I made it to G-week last year. And you get a Block Explorer if you went last year too, but I wasn't there the full time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know.
You get another one if you're like back to back.
Yeah. What they said with the in person rewards.
Did you get the one last year?
No, I didn't because I was gone.
Oh, that's, well, then you might not.
It says all it says is the Genesis Week back to back Explorer will be rewarded to attendees who have attended both Genesis Weeks 2022 and 2023. I technically made it. I made it to the cocktail hour the night before. I just didn't make it to the next day.
I think we can argue your point. We'll see.
And you're probably not excited about the tie-dye wearable that you get for being there.
I mean, I like all of the bonus stuff. Oh, you think that they'll do three in a row? Like they'll keep it going? That would be super cool. That would be really cool if they just continued to do that and like grew it each year. So then you had like your first timer, your back to back, your three-peat. Isn't that called, like, what's a,
that's a turkey in bowling.
Turkey. I was thinking turkey or, in hockey, what it was like triple ships or something. They confirmed this. Oh,
ooh, nice.
Get it. TMS.
Is that your cousin?
I don't know. Maybe. TMS, you my cousin? I realized the other day, I have a lot of cousins.
You see, I wish it was just cocktail night that I just had too much fun and didn't get up the next day. I actually had to fly back home to officiate a wedding, so... Oh, I should have got my license in Vegas so I could like marry. I want to marry an Uplander next year. Like, I want to marry an Upland couple next year in Vegas. All right,
I'll work on it. I'll go find somebody.
That would be fun.
You want to? Oh, man. The one, the girl I'm dating now is like really a commitment phobe. So there's no chance that that's going to happen. That'd be so funny, though.
Well, at least she's...
Oh, yeah. That was Doyle. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Doyle's going to be there again.
He is going to be there. I'm excited.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll repeat last year, but...
I cannot imagine he would, but I think if we all got behind him and maybe spiked his drink. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Creeper.
I'm not...
spiking drinks.
I almost said I'm not, and then the person who we've talked about.
Yeah. Hope he's been working on his fighting skills.
I hope not. If he was any good at fighting, we definitely would have been in jail. He was straight up trying to whip that dominatrix with his shirt. He like took off his shirt and was like trying to like whip this dominatrix back. It was ugly. I mean, it was hilarious, but it got weird.
And I think that was the roundtable night. Dr. Nobi's going to get choked out by KO in Vegas for $100.
That sounds about right.
All you got to do is pay him $100 and he'll let KO knock him out or choke him out. And he said, done. It was done. There wasn't like, I don't think KO could type fast enough. Done.
That was the fastest. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, this feels good. Oh, dang. I needed this. Oh, delicious.
I'm surprised we've kept people around for the last 8 minutes. We've gone nowhere.
I mean, it's 12. We got 12 people. It's like, these are the regulars.
Yes.
Plus, I mean, it's not like they tuned in to find out what the floor of Upland is. They can just go to UpX World and find that.
That is true.
Ninjas will be at the UpX World booth, as well as the UpX podcast will be at the UpX World booth. XNet will be represented at the UpX World booth. Like, it's going to be stacked.
So,
hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Have you got any more clarification of like the times that the booth is going to be open, what day it is? Have you got any of those details yet?
Probably. I don't know. Like, they probably sent them to me. I should not be in charge. I came here for the banter, $43.
That is one of the best comments we had in a while.
Yeah, that's my new favorite comment. No, so I'm hoping that this is, so I have not showed this to anybody. This is our banner. So we got to make a banner, and it's like 7 feet tall by like 2 feet wide. I don't think I showed you this. Maybe I did. Hold on. This. Check this out.
Yeah, you showed us in an after show, but zoom in. There you go.
Yeah, so this is UpX World with a little QR code to UpX World. Here's XNet. down here to UpX World, a little thing to the data mines and the UpX World shop. And then we have the racing and the ninjas. And then, of course, we got the UpX podcast.
Yeah.
QR code to the UpX podcast.
And then the UpX podcast merchandise that is in the UpX World shop, that was designed by one of our loyal listeners, Bowie. So shout out to her for hooking us up with that.
Yeah. So Hyde Park Ninjas will be for sure at the UpX World booth, and they are going to have some good stuff. They have some goodies. I'm not gonna say anything. If they want to type it in chat, that's up to them. But there are some cool things coming. That's all I'll say.
So unless somebody like hits up Abdullah and says we need a $10,000 or $25,000 donation, looks like you're not getting choked out. We got 2 weeks to go. It would be an insane amount of money to raise in 2 weeks. So,
oh shucks, I'm sorry. I hope TML's lap is big enough for three. Wow. Well, if you're trying to fit on a bar stool, just turn it upside down.
Oh, 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 oh. I'll stand.
At attention.
I won't be by that bar stool. All right. So that will be interesting to know because we are... I got to verify with X1, but I believe the last talk that we had was we would be able to do the podcast from the Vegas studio. So I've been counting on it. So hopefully that still holds true. It was tentative talks and said, yeah, but just need to verify.
That's unfortunate. Don't be that person. Don't sell for UpX when you mint USD. I'm surprised they haven't put something in. Like, if you're selling for less than 1,000 UpX, if you're putting it up for sale for less than 1,000 UpX, it should give you a warning. Like, there's no reason for it not to, because there's no reason to be selling a property for less than, there's no reason to be putting it up at a market for less than 1,000 UpX, because there's no chance that you're going to sell it. Like, if you were trying to give it to somebody that you knew, you would have them offer. No one is selling properties for 1,000 UpX or less. They should 100% do that. Next time, DM me and I'll just smack
you off. Right? Oh, that is a bummer, though. They get you quick, those snipers.
Snipe the snaps.
Yeah, I'm going to... How late did last year's Vegas... How late did the events go that Friday night into Saturday?
All night. I mean, I think they went to a club after the club after the club.
Ooh.
Like, I mean, they did not stop.
Yeah, my flight's at 5:45 Saturday morning. So,
jeez.
But look, it's the time difference. It's getting, you know, I'm leaving on Wednesday, getting back on Saturday. It's the time difference. It's four kids and all that
stuff. No. Hey, man. I'm just happy that you're going to be there for the majority of the stuff this year. Super excited about it. Yeah. But if you're staying till Sunday, know that UpX World is going to, I got to book that stuff probably this weekend just to make sure we have it. Sunday, we are going to be doing a lot of stuff. I think we're going to do axe throwing, maybe painting. It's a live close of 11:11. So that's going to be a huge, huge party. Yeah. So mine's midnight on Sunday. I'm taking a red eye back Sunday. Get back at like 5 a.m. Monday morning, just in time for work. So
now, I thought last year that was like my great idea was to take the red eye. So I had like a midnight flight or something back. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just sleep on the plane. It's a 4-hour flight. I slept like crap, got up. I was like, ooh, I'm still kind of saucy. So I had to sit and grab a coffee at the airport. And then I drove home And then went to bed, and then like, and that was only bed for a couple hours because we had to get up and go across state for the wedding. I was like, that was.
Yeah, that would have been a rough, like that is, I'm definitely would not envious of that. And it's going to definitely be, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be whatever. And Monday's going to suck, but I want to, you know, I don't have four kids. I definitely wanted to do something big, and have a little bit of fun, hang out with everybody as much as possible. So, yeah. And it sounds like, I guess if the events are, if there's nothing on Saturday, so Saturday will probably be an open day as well. So that might be kind of nice. Might do some like live streaming or something.
Yeah.
Saturday.
I'll be back home.
Lots of events. Need a group airport to the shuttle on Saturday night? Maybe. Probably set that up if you all are flying out. Get a bunch of people together. But then, so wait, you're getting in Wednesday?
Yes.
What time are you getting in? What time Wednesday?
Like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. So like that's what we gotta. I gotta actually like write an agenda for this because the Upland stuff is just Thursday, Friday, right?
Right. And Dizzy's getting in, I think, around noon.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm in at like 8 a.m. Wednesday.
I was going to get in pretty early, but then after discussions and the kids and all that stuff, I had to take a later flight. But that's okay.
Negotiations after negotiations.
Negotiations. Because it was like, oh, the Upland events are Thursday, Friday. I'm like, but Thursday, if I get a flight in, it's pushing it kind of close. So
you don't want to fly in the day of. You want to get in early because then we can go like that night. So like the last year, that was super cool. Like the first day, I remember I met Uplando and More Cheese like in the lobby, like just coincidentally. And like that was really fun because it was very chill, and we got to hang out. Boulder Magic was there too, actually. Yeah. And we played craps and got gelato, and it was a great night. Very, very relaxed and chill. And so I'm looking forward to that Wednesday being, you know, a great hangout, meet a bunch of people. Thursday, Friday will just be jam-packed with stuff. Saturday will probably be like a recovery day. And then Sunday being, you know, UpX World, 11-11, live close, fun events for anybody who's there. So that'll be a little bit more intimate. I think there'll probably be, I don't know, we got to find out. I probably should make a sign up or something to find out how many people are actually going to be there for that Sunday.
Google Sheet. Google Form. Have them submit a form.
Fill it out here. Well, I gotta book a place too. I gotta do. Hey, man, I'm slacking on that, but it's all right.
Oh yeah, I gotta reach out to this. Gotta reach out to this company, see what their prices are. I'd like to shoot some stuff there. I got some ideas that would be fun.
Ooh. Well, let me know.
Yeah.
Boulder Magic is a cool dude. We went to the pinball museum. I did some touristy stuff with Macedo as well. Oh, dang, that's super cool. Pinball museum. Could you play the pinball? I recently found this place. It's called Cider Arcade, and it's unlimited play. You pay like $10, and all the arcade games are free to play. So you can just go and play unlimited games, like as much skee ball as you want or pinball or any other shoot. I was like, this is amazing. So it's like Dave and Buster's, but everything's free. You just pay a cover charge of like $10 and then you can just play free stuff.
They have a couple bars out this way that, you know, you pay a cover to get in, and they have like all the old school arcade games, and
which is
pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Pinball. Oh dang. That's super cool. Yeah. I like pinball a lot. For somebody with ADD, all the blinky lights and moving things, it's a absolute dream come true. Lots of dopamine to be had.
And then, let's see here.
Couldn't even get that deal back in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Vegas is the largest in the world. Oh. Dang. Yeah, no, back in the day, like all the quarters and stuff, I don't know. I guess because they're not so popular anymore. Like a lot of places, like there'll be like a food and drink. So it's like a cider bar. And so they have like, you pay probably $12 for a stupid cider. Not tricking me. I'm going to just grab a bottle of water from home and go and play 12 hours of video games for 10 bucks. Yeah. I'm not buying your food. I'm not buying your drinks. I just want to play the arcade games.
Yeah. Maybe we'll make a Wednesday night in Vegas gambling night where we hit the sport books and the tables and all that stuff.
I guess. Y'all are crazy with that, man. I did not. I mean, I played a little bit of craps because I was like fun. But, man, y'all in the gambling. I don't know. I don't like losing money.
But that's like, why you got to win.
Oh. Oh.
It's that simple.
Is that simple?
It is. Just win.
Just win. Just win. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I should have thought of that. Man, I would have done way better. I used to spend all my paper route money at the arcade. Get it. That's awesome. $5, 28 black. You got it, Jimmy.
What if it hits? That would be great for Jimmy.
I mean, I don't know. If it hits, I'm going to put...
Well, I mean, it's only like $175, but... Or it's 35 to 1, I think, or 30 to 1. I can't remember.
Why do you even begin to know that?
You play it.
How much roulette are you playing that you know those odds?
You just get the general odds. The numbers are like 30 to 1 or 35 to 1, and then you have your thirds, and you have your colors are 50-50, and... It's just general stuff. Everyone knows.
Sure.
36 to 1. Thanks. There we go. You see the ninjas now.
The ninjas might... I don't know if they Googled it. I don't know if they just knew it off the top of their head, though. Probably. Either way, y'all are crazy. That's too much. Like, I don't know the odds for anything.
No, I love me three-card poker. That's always a fun one. And then if you hit you get three cards and you kind of play against the dealer, but you also got your pair plus going on. So I like that. You get, depending on the table, depending on the venue, you know, you can hit 40 to 1 on the straight flush or 35 to 1 on the straight flush. And yeah, that's a nice little payout, especially if you got a $25 chip up there. That's a nice, easy grand.
Yeah, but what's the like, Alexa? What's the likelihood of a straight flush?
But it's with three cards.
From PokerStarBlog.com.
I don't know what that means. Oh, you just need three.
Flush are 72,190.
72,000 to 1.
Yeah, that's with five cards, but with three cards.
Yeah. Alexa, what's the odds of a three-card straight flush?
From CasinoLine.tf. The odds of being dealt a straight flush in three-card poker are 1 in 498.
1 in 498. So if you'd like 500.
Answer, just say, next.
Yeah.
1 in 500, essentially. No thanks. That sounds terrible. I'd rather just buy 5 of the $3 properties than make the 15 min bet at the tables. Preach, TMS. Yeah. Till do sent note.
I think he kind of stroked out typing there.
What is that? Till do sent know what a straight flush is? I'm
missing that one too.
Jeez, old Pete's there, ninjas. You getting into the sauce a little early. You're getting your Memorial Day weekend partying on. Wait, so are you off? Do you get a 3-day or 4-day weekend?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
3-day, but I'm probably going to take 4, so.
You're going to take tomorrow off or you're taking Tuesday off?
Tomorrow off.
Yeah. 4-day weekend!
After 8 hours a day at work plus a 4-hour commute, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just like, yeah, I hit my hours.
I know what a straight flush is. It's when you take a big poop and then you just flush without looking, right?
Yes.
And just straight flush. Just not even looking. Don't even want to see what I just did to that.
So it was my grandma's 90th birthday. I left the house at 4:45 this morning. I drove 2 hours east, worked all day, drove 2 hours back, showed up for dinner. And my 10-year-old daughter, she's like, "Dad, check out this, what I drew," and the song that I wrote. And it was just poop, poopy, poop, poop, poopy, poop, poopy, poopy, poop, poop. I'm like, what? And then my seven, soon-to-be 8-year-old son shows me his poopy song drawing, too. I'm like, what's wrong with both of you?
Excuse me. Their father's primary identification as an avatar in the digital Web3 space is a flaming turd that's vomiting. Where do you think they get it?
Genius. Are you trying to tell me they were genetically predisposed to create poop things?
No, absolutely not. In a nature versus nurture, you nurtured the shit into them, literally. No, I don't believe that your kids were born fecophilias. No, I believe that they saw their father dancing with turds their entire lives, and now are
obsessed with it. Never dance with turds. That's a fact. And that's a fecophiliac, not fecophilia. Fecophiliac.
I don't know. You would know. You would definitely know. I don't know. But all winning.
Well, we gave them the banter. Let's give them some $3 market shares.
Chicka-ching-ing. Where's that? Roll that sweet market update jingle.
One of the quicker market updates that we have for the week. Top 10 city floors. Manhattan comes crashing down. Dallas and Arlington flop spots. That's interesting. Dallas went up 20% and Arlington dropped 23.6%.
Good for Dallas.
On the UPEX floor side. London's U.S. dollar floors coming back down to earth. It dropped 20% this week down to $14.
I don't know about coming down to earth. I think
that's underpriced.
That's low. London, ooh. Although I've been buying a couple one addresses. There's a bunch of one addresses in London, Birmingham. Picked up a couple of those. If you have any one addresses that are sub 15,000 UPEX mint, hit me up and I'll buy them for a profit.
Like 100,000 UPEX profit?
No, like 2,000 UPEX profit. Like, we're not, no one's getting rich off of this stuff.
Come on, you got to make 1,000x within a day of buying a London property.
Yeah, right.
And Manhattan's down under 70,000. It's been a while since they've been that low. Looking at the 12-week change, going back 3 months, just this kind of caught my eye that it's horrible for the U.S. dollar and UPEX. You know, 3 months ago, we were seeing a strong increase on the UPEX floor. And
what was going on 3 months ago in the game? Why was it, or has it just been a lull since then?
It might have been.
I feel like we need one of those trend reports. Yeah. How would it be, like, do we have all like the historical numbers enough to do like a one of those like trendy reports?
Yep.
Fashion new men's pants are falling and ladies' dresses are what the
Fashion news, men's pants are falling and ladies' dresses are going up.
Nice. Solid, Jimmy.
Still miss the milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies, Jimmy.
12 weeks ago, Manhattan was approaching the 100,000 UPEX floor, and over $40, and today it's sitting at $69, $9.99, and $34, respectfully.
Pappy agrees. Sales report would be cool. Can confirm, Pappy.
And then Rutherford. Oh, man, I got lit up on Twitter for the last sales report I did. Anyway. Rutherford's really coming back down off of the fire sale going on there.
Yeah, which is good. Dang, 35,000.
Yeah.
That's almost at your threshold. And 16th floor?
Yep.
Dang.
Coming on down.
Coming on down.
In the bottom five city floors, the key here is Birmingham. That dropped 11 spots this week.
Dang. Birmingham.
Dropped 11 spots.
Definitely renaming that Birmingham.
Now, the interesting thing is you look at the bottom five city floors, the only one that is in the United States is Detroit. Everything else is an international city right now. So Detroit, Rio, Sao Paulo, Buenos Aires, and Birmingham.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, I think that that goes to support the fact that they're, you know, their largest market is still predominantly the U.S. And I think we haven't seen, like, the next big strategic expansion will be the Asian market, but they have to get some things in line before they go there. I mean, it doesn't necessarily surprise me. I mean, Birmingham is the Fresno of Europe, so...
all right.
I mean, it is, right? Like, it's, I mean, London is London, and then Birmingham is not. It is Fresno. It is Fresno to San Francisco. Like, that is, it's the Birmingham to the London. It's the Fresno to the San Francisco.
You stopped calling it Bring Me Ham already? That lasted 1 week?
I mean, I call it Bring Me Ham when I want to, but anyway.
Well, our audience got a kick out of you calling it Bring Me Ham, so.
All right, fine. Well, no one brought me ham, so it didn't work. So I was really hoping somebody would bring me some freaking ham. I like ham. It's good. Like
spiral hams.
Oh, honey baked hams. Oh.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
That golden crust, the sugar crust on the outside. Oh, yeah. Put some of that on a sweet Hawaiian roll with a little bit of mayonnaise. Oh, delish.
If you say so.
Maybe if I say so. How? That is the best.
Well, I think the problem there for me is, growing up, my brother was a very picky food eater, and we would eat that kind of ham like 3 days a week because that's one of the only things he would eat. So I kind of burnt out at it at an early age. So
that's fair. Ham is definitely one of those things that you can burn out eating pretty easily. It's way too, it's like a very specific taste. And so if you eat it, even for a couple days in a row, like, you can easily burn out on it. I find turkey not so much, and like chicken and beef seem to be like diverse enough. Like, you can flavor it. You can't really flavor, like, ham is pre-flavored to be ham. Like, this is ham flavored. Like, you're not, like, chicken you can make taste like all kinds of stuff. Beef, steak, you can like mix it up. If you have ham, it's going to always taste like ham. Like,
well, you inject the ham. You can inject it with stuff. So it adds, but it's still ham. It's not the same. I get it.
Like turkey, you inject with like garlic, butter, whatever. Like, it's a subtle enough meat that you can inject a flavor and get a different like taste. Turkey's even like borderline. But like beef and chicken, like, that's why those are so like versatile, is because they can take in and complement flavor. Ham is like, yeah, here's a little bit of that flavor, but don't forget, I'm ham. It's the most aggressive of the meats, I feel like.
What about bacon? Bacon says bacon.
Bacon isn't aggressive because Bacon just knows it's bacon. Like, Bacon's like the cool kid in high school. Like, you're like, yeah, that's bacon. That doesn't even count. Like, you don't classify if you're like, oh, what protein are you having for dinner? You don't really even, like, you wouldn't say bacon because that would be weird. Because you're like, bacon usually goes with something. Or, I mean, bacon doesn't count in my mind.
What? Bacon doesn't count?
Because it's its own, it's just like its own thing. Because bacon is a meat that you literally use to elevate other meats and food. Like, you add bacon to make things bacon flavored. Like, you don't, think of that. There's nothing, you don't buy like a shaker that makes something taste like ham. Like, that'd be weird. But like bacon, you want bacon seasoning on everything. Like, you add bacon to burgers, like you add bacon to other meat. It's its own thing. It doesn't like it.
I mean, that's true because I'll wrap my chicken in bacon. So
exactly, like unless you're gonna do like even like BLT, like a BLT is good, but it to me like you're not gonna like be like put it up as like the star protein of like bacon necessarily. Like, well,
when you do your BLT, do you make your nice little weave of bacon where you just overlap your bacon so it's like this nice little like.
Here's the thing. I don't like tomato. So my BLT is usually just bacon and mayonnaise on toast. It's not. I'm like, I don't want the lettuce. I don't want the tomato. So I just want bacon and mayonnaise. And then I just put it on bread. Yeah. Come to Canada. Oh, dude. Well, you guys got in Australia, I know they have like streaky bacon, which is like the Canadian bacon, which is like ham and then the thing. Yeah, bacon is different all over the world. It's crazy, which is shocking. You wouldn't think that. But like, yeah. But streaky bacon out in Australia, it's pretty tasty. It's like it'd be the equivalent of like a T-bone compared to like just like a strip steak or something. Even Domino's here serves basically diced ham as bacon. Diced ham is not bacon.
Yet. No, it's not.
Like, Canada, get it together. Like, you can't just... Canadian bacon is aptly named, though, because it's just like, oh, yeah, it's too nice. Like, it's like, oh, well, we're going to be nice to your arteries and not be actual bacon. We're just going to be ham, but we're going to call it Canadian bacon because it's nice, eh? And so, yeah.
What about turkey bacon?
You shut your mouth. I will. If I could jump through this webcam and slap the flavor out of your mouth, I would. What do you mean turkey? I say that, and in all reality, like, it is a valid, healthier alternative, but...
Why do you want to do that?
Just don't bother. Like, honestly, like, I would rather just not eat it. I would just rather not have bacon. I would much rather... Go get bacon seasoning. They have bacon flavoring that you can put on like popcorn or even on chicken. And so I would much rather do that and put a little bit of bacon seasoning on like a piece of actual meat than go with one of those like nonsense, like turkey bacon. What about the pre-made bacon that you can like heat up in like 10 seconds? So it's like pre-cooked.
I've had some really bad ones. I've had some pretty good ones. So it just depends on the brand.
Turkey bacon is better than Canadian bacon? Yeah.
So would you rather eat turkey bacon or have my 4-year-old pop you in the sack?
Eat turkey bacon. What? That's not even a question. What the hell is wrong with you?
I was just seeing how much, like, where your line with turkey bacon was.
Let's see here. Eat, you know, food that's like, meh, I'd rather have the real thing. Or have physical damage to my privates? What? No.
Just double checking.
No, I don't think there's any, like, normal, like, quote-unquote normal food that I would rather not eat than get socked in the sack. Like, what? That is insanity. Like, I would rather eat, like... Maybe if you go to, like, the extreme spicy, like, one of those, like, impasta left. She's like, I'm done with this.
Impasta's been an OG listener for us way back in the day.
I know. But she was in the
backstage, yeah.
Green room. Anyway, like if it was like one of those like super hot atomic wings or that, then like maybe, because those things look painful. Like I like a little bit of spice, but like sriracha, whatever, like that's about like the top of like, I don't want to do like stupid hot stuff. It's not fun to me. It doesn't do anything for me. Your poor wife.
What? She doesn't get whacked in the sack. My wife's just fine.
Yeah.
It's been one of those days.
This is 4-year-old training with Mike Davis. Love it.
Like my 4-year-old, she's a trip. Jeez.
Oh my god.
Jeez, oh man.
Look, I got my Memorial Day USA shirt. Woo woo. Let's go. Spicy ketchup. Spicy ketchup's legit. If you do like I like a 4-to-1 ratio. I like 4 like parts ketchup to 1 part sriracha. That to me is a great sauce. 4-to-1, that's my number. I also I don't mind a spicy mayo. Again, I like the 4-to-1 ratio, I think.
So with your spicy mayo, you put horseradish with it or you just leave it to the sriracha?
I do just sriracha, but honestly, like horseradish, because that's like, isn't that essentially like horsey sauce from Arby's?
Well, that's where horsey sauce from Arby's comes from, yes. Yeah, from horseradish itself, from the root.
Yeah, so is it horseradish and mayonnaise? Is that what horsey sauce is?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's pretty good. I like that. I don't know what their other sauce is, the Arby's sauce.
Some sort of barbecue-ish style.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's like I've never really thought about like the, because it's such a unique sauce.
So what I'd like to do is make either the garlic horseradish mayonnaise combination, or I make butter that way too. I'll melt up some butter, throw some horseradish and garlic in there, and then let it condense again.
Oh, dang. Dude, maybe we should do a cook-off. We do Iron Chef in Vegas.
So some other Upland news, since we've been on food in Vegas. The X is coming to Upland. So it is the X range. It's going to be in Arlington, Texas. If you go to the address right now, it's just like a big empty hole. There is a big property that's just under 300,000 UPEX that is available to buy right there. I just didn't feel like flying in an international to get there. But the X range is weapons training, and you're going to be able to compete in 1-versus-1 showdowns or tournament mode with the opportunity to play for UPEX. And you'll have to visit the X Meta Fort in Upland, and you'll be able to gain access to interactive training ranges where you can take your aiming skills to the test using 3 different weapons. Now, you'll need an X-range pass. It will cost 1,000 UPEX, and it will be consumed upon joining a play for UPEX competition. They do have a practice mode, and the practice mode does not require the X-range pass. It doesn't say when it's going live, but you have to be in Upland status or higher. The top 15 players at the end of a 10-day leaderboard period will receive a portion of winnings based on placement. It's unlike in the unlikely event of a tie in the tournament mode, the pooled UPEX will be divided among the tied players. So every time you win, you can exchange a winning for 1,700 UPEX.
Very cool.
So I like these. So this is a Web3 social gaming platform, so it's going to bridge the Web2 gaming, military, and tactical lifestyle cultures with advancements of Web3 technologies. I like these things that are rolling out. Looking for just seeing them in game.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing this. I mean, this is a common like way to do it, I guess, is essentially just create a game. like, I don't know what it has to do with Upland outside of the fact that it uses UpX, which is fine, by the way. Like, it's cool. It's a use for UpX, which is great. To me, it's just, I mean, at that point, you can just port over any game, which is what they've been trying to do. You can port over a game and then just charge UpX for it. It's great for what it is. If you're like a Call of Duty or, you know, military fighting type game person, I don't know, probably check it out. But to me, it doesn't change. Like, what value does that bring to my assets? Like this is what I've been challenging at all of these layer twos is, like, you're not changing the ecosystem of Upland. You're not adding value to existing assets. You're giving value maybe to UpX. You're giving just a place for people to spend UpX to play a game, which, and I guess if you're good at it, maybe you can win some UpX. I'll be curious to see how much traction that gets. But the reality is, like, again, it's not changing the paradigm. What, it's not adding any value to any assets in the game. So that it doesn't add new utility. It doesn't add new functionality. It's just a place to go essentially gamble UpX on your game. Like, that lets you farm. There's a Discord-based layer 2 that lets you farm on properties. But, like, what, how? Like, what, do you have any more information on that? Like, what does that mean? Because, again, if all you're doing is basing it off those properties, like, Fresh Meadows in Queens, do the owners of those properties get proceeds from people playing it? Because then that is cool, and I like that, and I will definitely check that out. But if all it is like, hey, we're basing it here and then you can farm it, I don't know. I'm really excited to see. I think we're going to see a lot of showcase of that Uplandia. Oh, is it Grom's thing? Oh, it's a text adventure game. Yo, what up, dopest crew? I'm really excited for Vegas to see. I think this year we're going to see a lot more activity. A lot more layer 2 content coming to the stage. And I think competition, like the hackathon, things like that are going to be really fierce. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the hackathon this year. You know, what we saw last year versus where the game's at this year and the people involved. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what's pitched at hackathon this year.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, like, I know that they have a special thing for you have all those in 7:15. Maybe. Hold on. Upland is a service provider. More services they provide that require UpX, the more stable the economy model, so that's something for Upland. Sure. Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing that the more things in general that they have, it benefits Upland. So when there's a game that's created that takes UpX and gives it utility, it benefits Upland in general, and it benefits the game creator. No argument there. And overall, it's good. I'm very supportive of all of that. It doesn't change the paradigm of Web3, though. To me, there's no difference in any of that versus playing any game that exists today. It doesn't add value inherently to any of the NFTs that people own or are using in the game. It doesn't add value to anything. That's not to say that it's not good or needed, because adding overall stability to the economy, increasing the value of UpX increases the value, I guess, the utility of UpX in theory would create more value for the ecosystem. But also, you have to keep in mind that if people have other ways to spend their UpX and the value of properties isn't being increased by that because it's not doing anything for the properties, people that are earning passive income are less likely to then potentially buy more properties, right? Because if my options are spend 3,000 UPEX on a janky property or spend 3,000 UPEX playing games that I could maybe earn more UPEX, like then all of a sudden that's the activity that's happening, right? So you're moving away from people only having properties and NFTs to use their UPEX on to them being able to use them for external gaming. What that actually means from a property perspective is that there's less market desire, because then again, there's no, why am I buying a property then? Why am I not just buying UPEX and going to play the games? There's no reason for me, like there might be, I might buy for USD and then flip for UPEX, but again, that is very transactional. Plus they're making properties have utility. Again, sure. I mean, if that's what they're doing, like, is that Grom's thing? That's not Grom's thing.
No, that's not Grom's things.
Grom's is, because Grom is doing another, he's doing an Upland Kingdoms.
Yes.
Which is super cool as well. But, so, and again, I'm not talking, I don't know about Uplandia. I was talking the X, which is just a military fighter, which has, as far as I know, no major, I don't have an opinion on Uplandia. I don't know anything about it, Cheese.
Somebody just brought up, told us to check it out, Cheese. So, yeah.
Like, I don't know anything. I'm talking about the X. That's what we're talking about. And games like, and even like the world of football, which to me, again, it's just paying UPEX to play a game, which is cool. But again, like I said, from an economy perspective, you're not driving action against properties or NFTs. Where are you guys hiding? I mean, I'm not hiding. I'm here.
Right here.
A lot of things that
will be in Vegas in 2 weeks.
Yeah. We're going to play some craps or what, Cheese?
Right.
You know, roll some dice. Hey, you bringing your, is your dude coming? Cheese? I like him. He was cool. He was quiet, but he was nice. Properties paying dividends isn't stable business model. Taking UPEX back out of the market is a healthy model, and the majority of gamers also hate Web3 dApps. I agree with more or less all of that. What do we call him? Cheese Daddy? I don't even know. What do you call Cheese Daddy? I'm going to call your dude Cheese Daddy from now on. That's his new nickname.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, no, I agree. Paying dividends is a terrible, like, it's not a terrible business model. It's designed to create the economy that we're all in, but it is fabricating UPEX essentially out of nothing, right? You're generating this currency for really nothing to incentivize players to buy the properties, et cetera. UPEX sinks are needed. UPEX sinks are definitely needed for the overall economy. No argument there. I'm not even saying that these games are bad or that you shouldn't go and play them, because you should go play them, especially if you enjoy them, especially if you're good at them and can win UPEX.
You're just talking about the utility function and adding value to the property to make it desirable to increase the value of in-game assets that we've all acquired over the last 3+ years.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm looking for. So if Uplandia does that, I'll go take a look at Uplandia. Somebody DM me a link to, I'm probably in the server. There's like 600 different servers and things going on.
Well, absolutely, Happy Jack. The games will be huge for bringing in new customers. I know that's what UPEX World is working on, going with the avenue of getting launched on Steam. So it will be a combination of people discovering on Steam will play games based off of the Upland metaverse, and then they realize that, hey, I can buy properties in this game that I'm playing. So that's going to be a key driver there too.
Yeah, so like that's what I want to see. I want to see more games based in the Upland metaverse, not just taking up, again, love UPEX sinks. Super good for the economy. Have my seal of approval. The games that I particularly like, and I'll take a look at Uplandia, are games that, again, are kind of based in the Upland metaverse, that are using more of the digital assets from the Upland metaverse, and potentially adding utility, passive income, functionality to those assets. So anyway,
yeah,
we're given free land to fight the Americans, need dividends to start the economy model. Yeah. And if you ever listen to Dirk talk about it, that's 100% it, right? That's why it was, I mean, when we started playing, it was what, 17%?
Yeah, over 17.3.
17.3, and we've seen two reductions or one. Just one?
Just one.
Just the one to the 14?
Yep.
Yeah, like, and I would not be surprised if we see another reduction down to 11 or 12 this year. I think, like, that's probably reasonable. I think within the next 3 years, it'll be sub 10%. I don't see it being under 5% for a long time, though. But yeah. Jeez, what'd you send me? Let's see. Cool. Do, 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 do. Oh, it's Noyce. It's Noyce to Meeches.
Okay.
Yeah, we know Noyce.
Yeah. Did we call him the Bill Gates or the Jeff Bezos of Upland back in the day on one of our podcasts? I can't remember if he was our first guest or Dizzy was our first guest.
Yeah, no, he's Noyce Meech is an OG for sure.
Yeah. What else you got this week for us?
What else do I got? I don't know. Go check out the store, upxworld.shop. What is going on here? Sorry, I'm now distracted by this thing.
All right, while you try to figure out how to play that game, we're 2 weeks away from Vegas. Hopefully we can see as many of you there. Looking forward to meeting old friends, or seeing old friends and meeting new friends. Definitely stop by the booth, check us out, and hopefully I get a good deal on a camera crew and permission to actually film inside the Sahara. And if that's the case, we'll have some cool things going on there too. So should be a good time. And until then, I'm going to sign off if you're good with that.
Oh, that's it? We're done? You're going to end?
Well, I mean, you're distracted. It's almost an hour.
I was distracted. What else we got?
That's it. That's what I was trying to do.
You're going to be extremely addicted. I just don't have time, Cheese. I wish I had time to get into all this stuff. My life is very chaotic right now. I'm looking at it. I like games. I like utility. I really like Nice to Meet You. So I'm very interested, and I'll take a look. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll give you that opportunity, and
I don't sleep anymore. We can get into chat there, night talk, and the peeps through the game. Yeah, that'd be cool. But yeah, so check out, if you're not going to be in Vegas, definitely keep an eye on all of our channels, because we'll be streaming, I'm sure, definitely live there from different things, doing some posts. UPEX World, I'll wait on that announcement.
You'll wait?
Yeah, there's some big stuff. I'm not even going to just... I know. I'm usually not good about keeping secrets, but in this case, I'm going to play this one a little close to the chest. But big things coming. That's all I'll say.
All right. Big things coming.
Big things coming.
And when we talk to everyone next week, we'll be 1 week away from Vegas, from G-Week.
G-Week!
We'll be days away from G Week in next week's episode, and 1 week away from the fun in Vegas. So,
oh man, that means our three year.
Yeah, it's coming up the following week.
3 year pot-iversary is coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wowza!
Absolutely. And then, until then, everybody be safe, have fun. We'll see you out there in the metaverse. Oh man. I was just going to hit and broadcast without playing this.
The Orbix Podcast with the Property Later, bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is all. Where the metaverse goes down, Genesis and never know what they'll say next. It's the Offlane Property X, baby UPX.